其实很多啊，很多啊，是值得我们感恩的。
There's a lot of things that worthy of our thanksgiving.
啊，其实啊，很多事情发生在我们的生命里都有啊神的旨意。
A lot of things happen in our life is it's according to God's will.
啊，因此我们必须要经常存着这个感恩的心。
So that we should always have a thanksgiving heart.
来感谢我们的天父上帝。
To thank our Father in heaven.
啊，今天啊，我的题目是从死亡跨进永生。
So today's topic is from death to eternal life.
啊，耶伯记33:28-30。
It's from a Job chapters 33:28-30.
啊，请打开圣经来，我们大家来看这段经文。
Please open your Bible. Let's look at the verse today.
耶伯记33:28-30。神救赎我的灵魂，免入深坑，我的生命也必见光。神两次、三次向人行这一切的事。唯要从深坑救回人的灵魂，使他被光照耀，与活人一样。
Job chapter 33:28. He has redeemed my soul from going to the pit, and my life shall see the light. Behold, God does all these oftentimes with man to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the life, light of life.
啊，传道书跟耶伯记是圣经中两本讲论死亡最多和最深入的书卷。
Ecclesiastes and Job are the two of the books in the Bible that talks about death most and the deepest.
传道书从这个死亡的角度来思想这个人生的虚空。
Ecclesiastes talks about the vanity of life through death.
耶伯记是从这个苦难的角度来思想这个死亡的意义，还有死后的盼望。
While the book of Job talks about the meaning of death and the hope after death through suffering.
那传道书的作者在这段经文里面对于这个死亡的看法很悲观的说。
The author of Ecclesiastes talk aboutDeath through these verses in very sorrow way.
因为世人遭遇的兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样，这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样，人不能强与兽，都是虚空，都归一处，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。
For what happens to the children of men and what happens to the beasts is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and man has no advantage over the beasts. For all is vanity, and all go to one place. All are from the dust, and to the dust all return.
啊，根据传道书的作者，死亡是无法避免的。
According to the author of Ecclesiastes, death is inevitable.
是已经注定的一个事实。
It's a fact that is destined.
死亡必会临到每一个人。
It will come to everybody.
没有一个人可以避免它。
No one can get away with it.
死亡到来的时候，人的生命因此就结束了。
When the death comes, a person's life will end.
而他一生所积蓄的劳碌所得来的，也就随着这个死亡一笔勾销。
And all that he has been collected through his hard work will vanish through the with the death.
那个死亡的阴影笼罩着每一个人的生命。
The shadow of death follows everyone's life.
那么死到人感到极其的虚空和绝望。
It will make us feeling extremely vain and desperate.
耶伯记在讲论这个死亡的问题的时候，
when the book Job talks about death,
比这个传道书更加的深入还广泛。
It talks deeper and wider than the book of Ecclesiastes.
那耶伯记对这个死亡的概念的形成显得非常的生动还有精彩。
How the concept of death was formed in the book of Job is very brilliant and vivid.
那耶伯记一共用了47个不同的词句来描述这个死亡。
There are 47 different words and sentences to describe death.
我们这些词句出现在耶伯记大约有140多次。
They appeared over 140 times.
那这些死亡的词句经常出现在那些比较重要的经文里面。
They're also often referred in some very important verses.
而耶伯记除了23章还有25章之外，每一章都提到这个死亡的威胁的这个课题。
Except for chapter 23 and 25, all the other chapters mention death.
那死亡的存在是耶伯记所关注的一个课题。
It's a very important topic, in the book of Job.
也是耶伯的三个朋友还有以利户所关心的事情。
It's also something that the three friends of Job and Elihu cared about.
那一位圣经学者周格曼他说，一节经文与一节经文相比，圣经中没有一本书卷像耶伯记那样关注这个死亡。
A Bible scholar named Bruce Sackerman said, verse by verse, there's no other book in the Bible that focuses more on death than the book of Job.
的确，死亡的主题穿透整本耶伯记。
Surely the theme of death runs through the whole book.
耶伯在受苦的时候跟这个死亡相遇。
Job met death during his suffering.
不但与他对话交流，更与他拼斗。
He didn't only have conversation with it, but also fought against the death.
人人都有一死，只有一次的经历。
Everyone has to face death once and only.
人如果死了，就不能够活过来。
If a person dies, he won't come back to life.
那因此，所有死去的人没有办法回来告诉我们这个死亡的经历。
So all the people who died cannot tell us their experience of death.
死啊，你是谁
？Oh death, who are you?
你从哪里来
？Where do you come from?
你要往哪里去
？Where are you going?
我们与你有什么关系
？What do you have to do with us?
这都是人人所要问的一个问题。
They are the questions that everybody wants to ask.
那么今天我们要来看耶伯的三个朋友还有以利户对这个死亡的看法。
Today, let us take a look at the opinions of the three friends of Job and Elihu towards death.
还有他们从耶伯受苦的经历所瞥见死后而有那种盼望。
And the hope after death that they glimpsed through Job's suffering.
而从耶伯记不同的经文还有经节，我们要来探讨这个死亡的动词。
From different chapters and verses in Job, we'll talk about the verbs of death.
死亡的比喻。
The metaphor of death.
死亡的委婉化。
And the euphemism of death.
死亡的归宿。
And the destination of death.
死亡的意义这几方面的教导。
And the meaning of death.
如果你看今天的大纲的话，你就会看到这五点。
If you can look at the bulletin today, you can see five items there.
那首先让我们来看这个死亡的动词。
First, let's take a look at the verses.
耶伯记里面一共有四个死亡的动词。
So there are four verbs of death used in the Job.
第一个动词就是死亡。
The first one is die.
这个动词出现在耶伯记一共有12次。
Appeared 12 times in the book.
主要就是说明一个人的生命结束了。
It means the end of one's life.
然后这个动词在耶伯记是以将来的时态来表达。
This verb uses the future tension in the book.
啊，显然是要强调这个死亡的真实，还有是不能够避免的。
To indicate and emphasize the reality and the inevitability of death.
啊，换句话说，在世上所有的活物。有一天将会面对这个死亡。
In other words, all creatures in the world will face death.
那耶伯使用这个动词来说明所有的活物都要面对死亡。
Job used this verb to indicate all the living creatures will die.
那比如啊，在耶伯记十四章第八节，他说树木会死。
Like in Job 14:8, it says tree will die.
那在耶伯记第三章第十一节说，他说胎儿会死。
In chapter 3:11, it says the fetus will die.
啊，在耶伯记第一章第十九节，耶伯说年轻人会死。
In chapter 1:19, it said young people will die.
然后在耶伯记第四章二十一节说，有智慧的人，没有智慧的人也会死。
In chapter 4:21, it said the one without wisdom will die.
然后在耶伯记二十一章二十五节说，受苦的人会死。
And in 21:25 it says the one who suffers will die.
那么在耶伯记二十一章二十三节说，身体强壮的人会死。
In 21:23 it says the one in good shape will die.
然后在耶伯记三十四章二十节，他说王子也会死，做王的也会死。
In chapter 4:20 it says the king will die.
如果你看耶伯记最后的一节经文，啊，这里提到这个死亡的啊，跟这个死亡有关系。
The last verse of Job also talks about death.
啊，在这节经文说，这样耶伯年纪老迈，日子满足而死。
It says, and Job died, an old man and full of days.
在中文翻译本这个新标点符号和合本最后的一个字就是死。
In the Chinese Bible, death is actually the last word of the book.
然后第二个动词是绝气气绝或者。
The second verb is stop breathing.
气绝这个动词在旧约圣经里面出现了28次。
It appears 28 times.
然后其中八次是出现在这个耶伯记。
And in Job it appears 8 times.
啊，这个动词说明一个人断气的时候，生命因此就结束了。
It means when a man stops breathing, his life ends as well.
我记得我小时的时候在乡村里面看到邻居老人家去世。
I remember when I was little, I saw my neighbor in this rural area when he died.
那么他躺在这个床上，这个呼吸很紧促。
He laid on a bed and had really short breath.
啊，突然间我看到他断气了。
And suddenly he stopped breathing.
啊，他就离开这个世界。
So then he died.
所以耶伯两次起问神说，为什么不让他一出母胎就气绝身亡？
So Job asked God twice, why don't let him die from the womb?
在耶伯记三章十一节说，我为何不出母胎而死？为何不出母腹绝气？
Why did I not die at birth, come out from the womb and expire?
然后他在第十章第十八节说，你为何使我出母胎呢？不如我当时气绝， 无人得见我。
In Job chapter 10:18 says, Why did you bring me out from the womb? Would that I have died before an eye had seen me?
所以从这两节经文，我们看到耶伯多么的痛苦。
So from these two verses, we see how painful Job is.
多么希望自己能够借助这个死亡来摆脱他所面对的苦难。
How he wanted to just through death so that he can have some relief from the suffering.
所以耶伯受苦的时候，他对这个死亡想得很深沉，而且很彻透。
So when Job was suffering, he thought deeply and clearly about death.
那因此他在这节经文说，但人死亡而消灭，他气绝。尽在何处呢？
In this verse, he said, but a man dies and is laid low. Man breathes his last, and where is he?
啊，其实我觉得这个中文的翻译比较有意思。他说，人若气绝死了，那他要往哪里去呢？
It's kind of interesting. The Chinese translation is that when a man stop breathing, where he gonna go?
我相信也是现今的人所要问的一个问题。
I think that's a question that many people want to know nowadays.
其实我在念初中的时候，我曾经问过这个问题。
When I was in middle school, I asked a similar question.
那可能我看到邻居的人去世。
Maybe when I saw the death of my neighbor.
特别我有一个很年轻的叔叔去世。
And also my young uncle died.
所以让我思想到人死了之后到底去哪里。
So it made me think, where will man go after death?
而第三个动词是杀害。
The third verb is slay.
杀害这个动词在业伯记出现了两次。
It appears twice in Job.
强调这个凶残暴力式的杀害。
It emphasized killing in a violent way.
业伯使用这个动词来控诉神。
Job used this word to accuse God.
认为神对他很不公正。
He thought God was injustice to him.
想以这个残忍的手段来杀害他。
And God want him to die in a very cruel way.
所以在这绝境文他说他必杀我。我虽无指望，然而我在他面前还要辨明我所行的。
This verse said, though he slay me, I will hope in him, yet I will argue my ways to his face.
我们第四个动词是谋杀。
The fourth one is murder.
谋杀这个动词在业伯记出现了一次。
It is only used once in Job.
就是含有这个厨艺杀人的意思。
It means killing with premeditation.
形容到一个人存有这个恶意。
It means a malicious person.
以凶残的手段来谋杀人。
And he kills somebody in a violent way.
所以在这节经文说，杀人的黎明起来，杀害困苦穷乏人的。穷乏人夜间又要又做这个盗劫。
The murderer rises before it is light, that he may kill the poor and the needy, and in the night he is like a thief.
我们在十诫里面第六条诫命谈到不可杀人，这个杀跟这个杀的动词是相同的。
The sixth of the ten commandments says, you must not commit murder. Here use the same verb, murder.
那叶伯除了用这个动词来表达这个死亡，他也以这个比喻来表达。
Besides verbs, Job also used metaphors to describe death.
那比喻的表达更能显出他的状态还有他的特点。
Using metaphors can better show its characteristics.
那所谓比喻就是借助人物或者事物生活里面的一些事例来说明一些很抽象很难懂的一些道理。
Metaphor is a way to describe some abstract or obscure meaning through an example of life, object or life experience.
所以在业伯记里面一共有五个跟死亡相关 的比喻。
In Job, there are five metaphors related to death.
然后在这个五个比喻里面三个是跟这个生活有关系的。
Among the five, there are three that is life related.
另外两个是神话的比喻。
And the other two is more God related.
我们只是来看这个跟生活有相关的比喻。三个。
We only look at the three life-related metaphors.
所以耶伯采用了三个生活比喻来说明这个死亡的状态。
So Job used the three metaphors to describe this, the status of death.
也就是躺卧、安睡和安息。
It's lie down, sleep, and at rest.
所以第一个比喻就是躺卧。
The first one is lie down.
所以把身体躺下来比喻死亡的意思。
You're laying down your body, here it means death.
所以叶伯以为自己快要死了。
Job thought he was about to die.
所以他在自节经没有打在上面哦。自节经文七章二十一节说：“为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪孽？我现今要躺卧在尘土中，你要殷勤地寻找我，我却不在了。”
The verses, Job chapter 7:21, it's not on the slide. It says, Job said to God, "Why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I shall lie in the earth. You will seek me, but I shall not be."
第二个比喻是安睡，好像睡觉一样。
The second one is sleep.
也是比喻死亡的意思。
Here it means death.
所以在诗篇第十三篇第三节诗人向神祈求说。
So in Psalm, chapter 13:3, it says,
耶和华我的神，求你看顾我，应应我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡而致死。
Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God, light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
那第三个比喻是安息。就是止境细止比喻死亡的一种状态。
The third one is at rest. It means not moving, be still. It also describes the status of death.
所以在大纲里面我们看到叶伯除了用这个动词还有比喻来描述这个死亡第三个叶伯以这个委婉化来描述死亡。
So besides verbs and metaphors, Job also used euphemism to describe death.
死亡对于很多人说是一种禁忌语。
For a lot of people, death is a taboo word.
大多数人都不喜欢听。
Most people don't like to hear or mention to hear it.
或者提到这个禁忌语。
Or mention the word.
原因是因为死亡太恐惧了。
Because of the fear of the death.
生怕这个死亡会临到他们的身上。
They fear that the death will come to them.
中国人的文化传统尽量避免不要提到死亡这两个字。
Chinese culture limits the use of the word death.
如果必须要提到的话，都会这个委婉化。
If it has to be brought up, they will use a euphemism.
比如说两脚一伸。
For example, like kick the bucket.
美国人也这么讲，讲英文 kick the bucket. 你知道什么是 kick the bucket?
English it says it kick the bucket.
我想这个也是一个委婉化。
It just make it sounds better.
或者是长眠。
Or sleep forever.
断气。
Or stop breathing.
年老年百年归老。
A hundred years old.
一命冥乎。
Just one life.
撒手尘寰。
Handcuffs.
驾崩。
Or describe an empire.
这个不可以用在我们身上，如果你做王的才可以。
Only for the king. The word is only for king.
还有香消玉殒。
Or that word is to describe the death of a woman.
是给女性用的。
Only for women.
还有大气。
Or go big.
Go big. 还有仙游。
Or go somewhere
仙游
with the goddess God.
很难翻译哦。与世长辞。
Or depart from the world forever.
寿终正尽。
Or the end of a life, but this word only
是男的
for men.
你的是寿终内尽。
And have another word similar but to describe the death of a woman.
还有还魂法术。
Or return to the soul.
走了。
Or gone.
没了。
Nothing left.
去了等等。那基督徒是有归返天家。
So for a Christian, we use going to heaven.
蒙主重造,
called by the Lord.
Yeah, 这是我去马来西亚讲道的时候。
That's when I was in Malaysia. I heard that.
啊，教会的牧师介绍我的时候。
When the pastor was introducing me.
啊，他本来是要讲刘牧师被神呼召。
He was trying to say me, Pastor Liu, was called by the Lord.
啊，他说刘牧师啊啊，就是蒙主恩召。
He says called by Lord's mercy.
那忽然间我想到哦，保罗在腓立比书讲的。这是好的无比。
What Paul said, this is the best.
与主同在。
Be with the Lord.
荣见主面。
We'll see Lord's glory.
安息主怀等等的词语来表达这个死亡的意思。
Or rest in the Lord. These are all to express death.
所以一伯既也采用别具风格的委婉话来描述这个死亡。
Job used euphemism as well to describe death.
啊，第一个委婉话啊是抽搐这个绳索。
The first one is tangled, plucked up.
啊，在这节经文说，他帐篷的绳索岂不从中抽出来呢？他死却是无智慧的而死。
It says, is not their tent cord plucked up within them? Do they not die and that without wisdom?
那么抽搐绳索或者收拾帐篷，比喻一个人离开这个世界。
The tent cord plucked up, or they just take away the tent, means a person leaves the world.
然后继续行走人生的另一个多啊。另一段路程。
And it goes on to another journey.
啊，第二个委婉话是差人离世。
The second one is send him away.
啊，就是这节经文说，你攻击人常常得胜，使他去世，你改变他的容貌，叫他往而不回。
You prevail forever against him and he passes. You change his countenance and send him away.
所以去世是啊，含有这个走了的意思。
Pass here indicate going away。
而这个往而不返含有这个前走的意思。
Send him away means sending somebody to somewhere else。
所以这种被动的说法说明一个人死亡乃是出于神的主权还有他的旨意。
It means one's death is determined by God's power and His will。
然后第三个这个委婉话是把这个线剪断。
The third one is cut off.
啊，在这节经文说，不敬虔的人虽然得利，神夺取其命的时候，还有什么指望呢？
It says, for what is the hope of the godless when God cuts him off, when God takes away his life?
啊，剪除是指把在啊，把在织布机上的布从这个机头把它剪断。
Cut off means cut off the cloth from the sewing machine.
啊，比喻神使到一个人离开这个世界。
Here means God makes people leave the world.
那么第四个委婉话是连根拔除。
The fourth one is destroyed from his place.
我们在这里说，他若从本地被扒出，那地就不认识他，说我没有见过他。
It says if he is destroyed from his place, then it will deny him, saying, I have never seen you.
所以扒出是指被铲除和毁灭的意思。
So here's a destroy means put the end of an existence or something.
叶伯埋怨神想要把他毁灭掉。
Job complained that God wanted to destroy him and make him die.
所以在这节经文说，你的手创造我，造就我的四肢百体，你还要毁灭我。
Here it says, your hands fashioned me and made me, and now you have destroyed me altogether.
然后第五个委婉话是躺卧安睡。
The fifth one is lie down and be quiet.
这节经文说，不然我 就早已躺卧安睡。
It says, for then I would have lain down and be quiet.
人生一生愁苦劳烦，最终是躺下来安睡。
No matter how hard people work all their life, they have to lie down and be quiet eventually.
然后叶伯谈到人死后五个归宿。
And then, Job talked about five destinations of death.
第一个归宿是坟墓。
The first one is grave.
在这节经文说，你必瘦高年迈才归坟墓，好像窝捆到时收藏。
Here it says, you shall come to your grave in ripe old age, like a sheaf gathered up in its season.
所以这节经文描述到一个人死去，然后归入这个坟墓，好像农夫把这个窝捆收藏在仓库里一样。
Describe a man die just like being gathered as a sheaf in the by a farmer.
是营地。
The second one is grave in English too.
然而他要被抬到营地，必有人看守这个坟墓。
It says when he is carried to the grave, watch is kept over his tomb.
然后第三个是阴间就是云彩消散而过，照样人下阴间也不再上来。
The third one is Sheol. It says, as the cloud fades and vanished, so he who goes down to Sheol does not come up.
然后第四个归宿是深坑这节经文说，唯要从深坑救回人的灵魂，使他被光照被光照要与活人一样。
The fourth one is pit. It says to bring back his soul from the pit that he may be lighted with the light of life.
然后第五个就是灭没，在神面前阴间显露灭亡也不得遮掩。
The fifth one is Abaddon.Show is naked before God, and Abaddon has no covering.
所以坟墓、营地、阴间、深坑还有灭没是死人的归宿。
So grave, Sheol, pit, and Abaddon are the destinations of death.
也是死去的人所要到的一个地方。
The place where people go when they die.
所以叶伯记所描述有关死亡的归宿，主要是围绕在这个受苦的主题上。
The destinations of death Job talked about are all related to suffering.
所以当提到这个死亡的时候，
So when death is mentioned,
处处都表现出其情况的悲哀还有黑暗。
It all reflects its sorrow and the darkness.
那反映出这个死亡的虚空、空洞、没有生命，而且是阴森恐怖的一种状况。
It indicates the vanity, meaningless, lifeless, darkness, and the terror of death.
所以叶伯认为死亡对人有三方面的意义。
So there are three meanings of death, in the book of Job.
第一个意义，他说死亡是人生自然的一个结局。
First, death is a natural ending of life.
我们在这节经文说，凡有血气的就必一同死亡，世人必乃归尘土。
Here it says, all flesh would perish together, and a man would return to dust.
以利物认为，每一个有血气的人都必须要面对死亡。
Elihu thought all flesh have to face death.
都要归回尘土。
And return to dust.
因为所以他采用这个有血气的和世人来描述到我们生命的脆弱还有短暂。
He used all flesh and man to express how fragile and short life is.
所以血气是指我们这个身体，这个有肉的身体。
Flesh means the physical part of the human.
包括我们身体每一个肢体。
Including each part of the body.
虽然肉体是属于物质，但是有生命的。
Although flesh,
是生命的一部分。
Although flesh is physical, but it's part of the life.
所以在这节经文里面，我们看到这个世人 它含有这个尘土的意思。
Also here it says man, it means something from the dust.
啊，说明人本来是神以尘土啊创造的。
So it indicates that man was made from dust.
啊，我们圣经说人是出于尘土，但是最后还是归于尘土。
In Bible it says man was made from dust, but will return to dust.
然后第二个意义啊，叶伯记说死亡是从这个劳苦中得到释放。
The second meaning is death is a relief from the hard work.
那么对于一个受尽这个苦难的人，苦难啊，这个死亡是一个解脱。
To a person who have been suffered greatly, death is a relief.
那有一位叫做科尔顿的，他这么说。
There's a man called Colton said.
啊，他说死亡是那些不能解救自己的人的解脱者。
He said death is the savior to someone who cannot save themselves.
啊，是药物不能医治的病人的医师。
Death is the doctor who doctor to someone who cannot be treated by medicine.
所以叶伯记在叶伯记叶伯在叶伯记第三章啊，他咒诅自己的生日。
Job cursed his birthday in chapter 3.
又问神为什么引起他诞生在这个世界上。
He asked God why he allowed him to born in this world.
然后第三个意义。
The third meaning.
那么死是神公义审判的结果。
The death is the result of God's righteous judgment.
所以以利法相信神在世上设立这个公义的次序。
Eliphaz believed that God set up the righteous order in the world.
啊，并且认为死亡是神审判人犯罪的结果。
And death is the result of God's righteous judgment.
如果你看啊，这个旧约圣经创世纪的话
，If you look at the Bible Genesis，
那么在洪水之前，那些人都活到很长命。
Before the flood， everyone have really long life。
他们活到800岁、900岁。
They can live 800 or 900 years old。
啊，但是你发觉到洪水之后，人的寿命减短。减少了很多。
But after the flood, man's lifespan is get much shortened.
所以当我看这个创世纪的时候
，So when I look at the book of Genesis,
我发觉到是有它的原因的。
I found there's a reason behind it.
因为在洪水之前，人的罪恶真的是在神的眼中是神不可忍受。
Before the flood, this man who lived at that time has sinned greatly, and God cannot endure their sin.
因此，神减少了人的寿命来避免这个罪恶的发生。
So God shortened their life to avoid the same thing happen again.
所以，《叶伯记》第四章第七到第九节，请你追想。无辜的人有谁灭亡？正直的人有何处减除？按我所见，跟罪孽、中毒害的人都照样收割。神一出去，他们就灭亡；神一发怒，他们就灭没消没。
In Job chapter 4:7-9, remember who that was innocent ever perished.Or where were the upright cut off? As I have seen, those who plow iniquity, and the sow trouble reap the same. By the breath of God, they perish, and by the blast of his anger, they are consumed.
那其实在新约圣经希伯来书第九章二十七节，也说明这个死亡是每一个人最终要面对的一个命运。
Also in the New Testament, in Hebrew chapter 9:27,
并且他的后果就是要面对神的审判。
It says death is all man has to face as well as the judgment.
所以按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And just as it's appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment.
叶伯虽然他受尽这个苦难。
Although Job had been suffered greatly,
他也认为这个人生短暂
and life is short,
很痛苦而且很虚空
it's painful and meaningless.
可是他知道死亡不是生命的结局
but he knew that death was not the ending,
而是他永生生命的开始
but the beginning of the eternal life.
所以针对人这个死后是否继续的存在叶伯问了一个非常重要的一个问题。
Job asked a very important question about whether man will still exist after death.
所以请注意这节经文哦。
Please, pay attention to this verse.
人若死了岂能再活呢我只要在我一切征战的日子等我被释放的时候来到。
It says, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my service I would wait till my renewal shall come.
请注意这节经文前面的一句。
The first part of the verse.
人若死了岂能再活呢?
It says, if a man dies, shall he live again?
我想这个是很多人问的一个问题。
I think that's a question that a lot of people will ask.
这个问题是一个修辞问句的一个问题。
This is a question.
It's a rhetorical question.
Rhetorical question.
就是显然就是期望很肯定的一个答案。
Expect positive answer.
就是人如果死了，肯定不会活过来的。
Expect that the answer is.A man died, he will not live again.
那从人生的经历，人死了是不能够活过来的。
Based on life experience, a man will not come back to life after death.
然而这节经文让我们看到这个永生的盼望。
But this verse, show us an eternal hope.
在最后一句，等我被释放的时候来到。
It says, till my renewal should come.
说明一个人死了将来会从死里复活过来。
It means a man will come back to life one day.
当我们看到新约圣经的时候
When we look at the New Testament,
我们看到主耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
We saw, Jesus were nailed death on the cross.
他埋葬了然后三天后从死里复活过来。
He was buried and he resurrected after three days.
然后保罗在哥林多前书第十五章也说
Paul in First Corinthians chapter 5 says,
他说死啊你的权势在哪里你的毒钩在哪里 Death, where is your power? Where is your sting?
Yeah, that, the...
耶稣从死里复活
Jesus.
说明将来信他的人悔改的人也同样会从死里复活过来。
The resurrection of Jesus showed that the people who believed in him will come back to life again.
人若死了，岂能再活呢
？If a man dies, shall he live again?
可能是你所问的一个问题。
Maybe that's a question that you have asked.
但是圣经告诉我们，人死了会从死里复活过来的。
The Bible tells us that a man died, but he will come back to life.
不是受神的审判，就不是归到地狱或者归到神那边去。
If it's not hell, it will go to the be with God.
让我们听从叶伯记所说的。
Let us listen to what Job has said.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us be quiet before God to meditate today's message.
我们在耶伯记，我们看到耶伯还有他的朋友对这个死亡思想的非常的深沉而且彻透。
In the book of Job, we saw Job and his friends thought about death very deeply and thoroughly.
摩西的死亡是非常的真实的。
Death is real.
是每一个人必须要面对的。
It's something that everyone has to face.
我但是只有耶稣在十字架上胜过这个死亡的权势。
But Jesus has conquered death on the cross.
如果一个人没有主耶稣,
if a person without Jesus,
他将会没有这个永恒的盼望,
he will not have this internal hope.
只有耶稣才能够给我们这个永恒的盼望。
Only Jesus can give this hope.
只有耶稣能够使我们将来能够从死里复活过来。
Only Jesus can make us come back to life again.
因为他已经胜过了这个死亡的权势。
Because he has conquered death.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们这个永生的盼望。
O Lord Jesus, we thank you that you give us this eternal hope.
也让我们珍惜这个盼望
so that we can cherish this hope.
也让我们在我们的生命里面活出一个有盼望的一个生命
and help us to live out this hopeful life.
求主你帮助我们
Please help us.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray these in the name of Jesus.
Amen.